Words are incredibly powerful. They shape our thoughts, influence our feelings, and open the door to deeper self-awareness. Loving kindness meditation relies on phrases to guide us toward empathy and kindness. But as we grow, the phrases that resonate may also change. One person might begin with, "May I be peaceful and safe." But over time, they discover that, "May I be gentle with myself," feels more relevant to their journey. There are no fixed rules for these words. What matters is that the phrases encourage a true sense of warmth, acceptance, and compassion. Changing the words doesn't detract from the practice, it enriches it. Personalizing your loving kindness phrases can make them feel more meaningful and relevant to your current emotional landscape. Perhaps you're going through a period of self-doubt, and "May I learn to accept myself as I am" feels like the encouragement you need. Or maybe a phase of grief calls for, "May I find comfort and healing." Each adjustment allows the practice to meet you exactly where you are, nurturing growth and self-compassion in a way that feels right. The foundational structure of loving-kindness meditation is simple and adaptable. Imagine a session where you adjust the words to reflect your current struggles. "May I be kind to myself despite my mistakes." "May I learn to forgive myself." These specific phrases carry a gentle reminder to address our own pain with care, acknowledging that compassion for oneself requires as much honesty as it does tenderness. By allowing our words to evolve, we breathe new life into the practice, cultivating kindness in a way that resonates with our specific needs. Personalizing the phrases isn't only about addressing self-compassion, it can extend to others as well. We might wish a loved one, "May you be free from stress during a time of difficulty," or "May you be surrounded by love if they're struggling with loneliness." These small changes create a bridge between our intentions and the specific support we hope to offer, reinforcing the sincerity of our wishes. In this way, the meditation becomes not only an act of compassion, but also a mindful expression of our care. A loving kindness practice is a journey that can grow with you, helping you cultivate a sense of warmth and connectedness regardless of where you are in life. Remember that certain phrases may resonate more deeply with you during one season, but may lose their impact or their relevance during another. This is a natural ebb and flow of life. It's an invitation to be curious about your changing needs and open to adapting your practice. In this way, practicing loving kindness with personalized phrases can sometimes reveal emotions that we'd rather avoid. Yet in facing these parts of ourselves honestly, we may open a door to genuine self-compassion. Using phrases like, "May I learn to trust myself," or "May I find peace with my past," acknowledges that true compassion means accepting all parts of ourselves, the successes and the mistakes, the joy and the pain. While this level of honesty can be difficult, it's also key to lasting transformation, as it allows us to touch our pain with kindness rather than rejecting it. Adapting loving-kindness meditation for honesty's sake is not easy, but it can be profoundly healing. When we express compassion for our imperfections, we're practicing acceptance. We're making space for growth without demanding perfection. By saying, "May I be gentle with my regrets," I can let go of self-criticism and replace it with self-kindness, planting the seeds for a more resilient, compassionate self. At its core, loving-kindness meditation teaches us that compassion is a choice that we can make day after day, both for ourselves and others. Embracing a loving-kindness practice with flexibility doesn't dilute its essence. It allows us to resonate more deeply with the practice. The power of loving-kindness meditation isn't just in its words. It's in the intention behind them. As we personalize the phrases to reflect our inner truth, we create a practice that supports us in every moment. So allow yourself to explore the words that truly work for you, and know that this meditation is as adaptable as you need it to be. Let your words be a reflection on your journey, one that invites you back to yourself again and again. If you haven't already, go ahead and find a comfortable posture. And as you settle in and get more comfortable, take a few slow, relaxing breaths and let your nervous system calm down just a little bit more. And as you start to find a comfortable rhythm for relaxed breathing, we'll begin to say the phrases, "May I be well," "May I be peaceful," "May I be free." We'll begin this practice by directing loving kindness toward ourselves. But as we continue practicing together over the coming sessions, we'll also practice turning that loving kindness outward. As you breathe in now, think of breathing in that kind intention for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as you exhale, let your body's natural relaxation response do the work of calming down your nervous system. Breathing in loving kindness for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And breathing out, letting your body naturally relax. Continuing these cycles at a pace that's comfortable for you. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as we close this practice now, feel free to let these words continue washing over you throughout your day. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free.